We are now going to go to a place that has your favorite sound in the world.
That's right. I just, you know, when I come to a table tennis club and I hear the balls, plickety-plock, plickety-plock, yes, that's my favorite sound in the world.
Then let's go.
Is this amazing? This it's an entire convention floor filled with table tennis tables and table tennis players from all over the world.
So where's your team right now?
Team's right in front of us. This is Brett in the red shirt. He's born in Barbados, and he's a counselor, a school counselor in New York. Right here is Steve Horowitz, who's one of the country's leading cardiologists. And his son, Will, is playing right now. He's in his mid-20s. He's a chef.
Really?
All of us are about equal in difficulty. I'm probably the weakest person on the team, but we're all very close.
All right, you'll have to explain to everybody. You've been playing since 2001, really. I mean, not counting the time you played as a kid.
Yeah.
Why? Why? I mean, to this level, we are here at North American Championships, Will. This is, you're not just playing in your basement.
Oh, there's so many reasons I love table tennis. The speed of the game, the geometry of it, both men and women play together. It's something where men and women can compete almost equally. Very few sports that's true of. And it's also a great social game. Unlike tennis, you can actually talk to your opponent across the table or between points. So I love the social nature of it, too.
Who is your team playing now?
We're playing a team, I'm not sure. Steve, who are we playing?
Hi, Steve. Introduce yourself.
This is Leanne Hansen.
Hi, Steve Horowitz. How are you?
Leading cardiologist and wicked table tennis player. Who's your team playing now?
We're playing a team that's one slot higher than we are.
My first match this morning, I tell you, my mouth was dry, my hand was shaking, I could hardly swing my arm. But I got into it. It worked out, and I think I'm loosened up now.
Do you want to know how many people in America listening to you talk about how nervous you are about something? They're all going, yes.
You know, I can talk in front of 2,000 people. I can do the puzzle on the radio with 500 stations, and no problem at all. I come here, I turn to putty.
Yes, well, let's go.
You got to get down.
Thank you.
Picking the ball up.
Okay.
And so get down and like you're sitting to be able to get this in there. You got it.
Thanks.
Let's go, Will. Take this guy out, Will. Let's go.
You're Will's coach?
Yeah, one of them. One of the coaches.
What's your name?
Brett Harding.
How is he doing?
He's doing all right. I mean, considering the guy is a more attacking player, he just got to stay in there and be more on the defensive end. And he has to place the ball directly into his back arm in order to make some plays. But he'll be all right. I'm confident he'll probably win this game.
Nice, Will. That's it.
Arms in the air, Will Shorts. So you were playing the East Grand Rapids East Table Tennis Club. How'd you?
Yay.
And you won.
Yeah. Well, I had some great advice there after my lost that first game. You know, stay low, do my game, lots of top spin. It worked.
How many games do you think you're going to have to play?
I'm guessing that I will play about 20 matches over the course, maybe more. And, of course, each one you have to win the best three games out of five. So a lot of games.
Look at the smile on your face. You're having a ball, aren't you?
I am, yeah. This is a great place to be.
Well, thanks for inviting us to come and watch you play some champion-level table tennis. Good luck with the rest of the tournament.
Thanks a lot, Leah.
Nice point.